normal hours of operation at our state sites will resume as well, I should add. You know, I really look at this as a partnership. It is the responsibility of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources every day for the conservation, the preservation, and the presentation of our state's natural resources. We want our sites, our recreational and wildlife areas open. That's what we do. And now, out of an abundance of caution, when they were all closed for safety reasons, now that we're at a point in time where we recognize that with appropriate staffing, with sufficient staffing, with preparation, that we could begin to reopen. And now here we are on May 29th, reopening all of the sites. But it is a partnership. It's not just our responsibility. It is all of us, as we say, welcome home and welcome back, to continue to be disciplined and respectful. And that's what we've experienced for the first phase of reopening of those first 60. And so we're anticipating that that will continue. But it also means that we need to be mindful that we still have uncertainties and unknowns. So that means social distancing. It means staying 6 feet apart. It means even though you're outside and maybe you're the only one at that particular spot at the moment, to still have your face covering, because you don't know when you may encounter a group or someone and all of a sudden you're not 6 feet apart. And so making sure that you have that accessible as well. You know, if you can, one of those pocket-sized hand sanitizers in your pocket. Some of the areas will be marked. Let's take an example of flooding that we have had. Mm. Some of our sites are prone to that. So some of those areas may be closed. And we may have to say, you know, we can't park in this area because of a flooding issue or for safety reasons. So we're simply asking that we all work together on this, because we do want to keep all of our sites and recreational and fish and wildlife areas open. And so far, we've been able to say welcome home and welcome back. And consequently, now are able to open the remainder of the sites.